gone. Yeah. That's kind of the way I like to said last week when we'd go to family camp. You could usually find me down in the kids' groups. Cause, hey, they took naps. What can I say, right? Oh, well, thanks for being here this morning. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving day. And last week, if you remember, I said that we're gonna kind of cover how God looks at Thanksgiving. And I hope we have a better understanding of what Thanksgiving is when I get done. But that doesn't mean that you can't just thank Him. Because so many times, you know, we start looking into things, we start defining things, and we lose the simplicity of what it's all about. God created the whole universe with such intricate detail, but yet He never missed one simple little thing, and that simple little thing is a huge, huge thing. He loves us, and He just wants us to thank Him. That's really all a relationship is. It's giving love, receiving love, giving thanksgiving, and receiving thanksgiving. So many times, I think we feel like when we say thank you to God, He's kind of like some of us when somebody thanks us, we go, oh, no, that's okay. And have you ever thought, you say, well, thank you, God, and He goes, oh, no, that's okay. God's not like that. When you say thank you, God, He puts His arms around you and He says, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. So this morning, when we look at Thanksgiving, I want you to think of that interaction, that embrace, that relationship that God gives us through Christ Jesus. And as we look at this, I hope that your heart is open to the revelations and the truth. And it just awes you how thousands of years before Jesus, Thanksgiving pretty much embodied who Christ would be. And that's why we want to open up this study this morning, this message, to open the doors into the intimacy of God's heart. We need to know the gatekeeper, and we have to have the key to open that gate. We have to do that. Anyone can praise and worship God. Many people praise and worship God out of fear, and not reverent fear, not healthy fear, but fear. Many people worship God out of obligation. They just show up on a weekly basis and they just go through the motions. Or maybe out of tradition. Well, my great grandparents and yada yada yada. I was talking with a young person this past week, and I just said, well, you know, why don't you maybe try out church? And of course, I want everybody to try out our church. I guess, oh, I don't know. He said, boy, my grandparents, you know, we couldn't do this, we couldn't do that, we couldn't do this, and we couldn't do that. And it was like, couldn't dance. And I said, well, you know, if during worship, if you feel like you want to get up and dance in our church, you go for it. And he was shocked. I said, God is a God of relationship. God is a God of love. And hopefully opened a little bit of a door there so that we need to know the gatekeeper and we need to have the key to open that gate. Daniel 6:25 and 26, like I said, many people worship God for the wrong reasons. King Darius, after Daniel was rescued by God from the lions, King Darius made this declaration to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language throughout the land. And King Darius pretty much ruled all of the civilized world at that time. And he says, may you prosper greatly. He's talking about what God did here with Daniel. And I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For He is the living God, and He endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. Notice here that the king says, the God of Daniel. Darius had not accepted the fact that God was his God. Darius had a pretty healthy fear of God at this point, realizing that, wow, if He can control my lion's den, He must be pretty powerful. And God just continued to show Himself powerful through the different kingdoms in the ancient civilized world. But you see, those people most of them were praising God out of fear because they didn't want to get thrown in the lion's den, or out of obligation because the king said so, or, you know, well, okay, let's just, maybe a couple generations, we'll just do this. But God desires more. He really does. He desires our hearts to blend with His. He wants to live in relationship with us. And I say that over and over and over and over again when people say, oh, you're religious. And I say, no, I'm really not religious. I used to be very religious. I was very, very judgmental. I was very legalistic. I was very religious. And then I came to know Jesus in a personal way. And I became relational with Jesus. And I'm not as religious as I used to be. I still mess up. I still judge people sometimes. Wow. And sometimes I kind of look at the Word of God and I want to make rules so that people will just do better things. But I always come back to that relationship that God loves me. And it's interesting, about the time, you ever notice about the time you start judging somebody for something, you mess up yourself in an area that might even be a little bit bigger, and you come full circle to that realization that God wants to have a relationship with us. God wants to have a relationship. In Psalm 104 and 5, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving. Remember I said that you have to have a key? Here's the key to the presence of God right here. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. In the ancient world, all the cities had walls around them. They had gates. They had gatekeepers. They had keys. And in order to get through that gate, there were many different things that were implemented back in those days. You had to know the gatekeeper. You had to have passage of some way. It says right here that we can enter God's gates with thanksgiving. We can enter the fortress, the citadel, the sanctuary, the temple, the presence, the dwelling of God with thanksgiving. So many times people say, but I just feel like there's just this wall around God and I can't get through. And the first thing I ask them is, when is the last time you thanked God for anything? I really like that one little saying. If you only had today what you thanked God for yesterday, what would you have? Ouch. A lot of us would be running around the neighborhood with no home, no car, no clothes, no food. We need to get up and we need to thank God every day. I get up in the morning and I know that this might sound silly, but I've been in a situation where I've had to bathe or shower in very cold water. When I take my shower in the morning, I thank God for hot water. Amen. And the older and the crotchetier I get, Lord, thank you for just good old hot water. Lord, thank you that when I get up, I can have time with you. I can have a peaceful time with you. Lord, thank you that I have protection. Lord, thank you that I have relationship with you. Thank you. Because a lot of times we forget to thank God for that relationship. I would hate to wake up tomorrow and not have that. Just because I didn't thank him today. That little sentence has got a lot in it. But if we enter his gates with thanksgiving and we enter his courts with praise, there's the key. You see, thanksgiving opens up those gates so that we can come in and we can worship God in spirit and in truth. And John 4:24, it says, God is spirit, and his worshipers worship in spirit and in truth. That thanksgiving opens up the spirit. Think about it. When someone thanks you or you thank someone, it opens up a doorway. It opens up a connection between you and them. Just on an earthly level, it opens up something. How about in the spiritual? In the spiritual, it opens up a spiritual conduit to where we enter in to the gates and into the courts of God. We thank him to get there. And when we're in there, we start praising him. It is a progression. And thanksgiving is the key, is the beginning of that progression. In Nehemiah 12:46, the Israelites had come back to their land. They'd been in captivity for many years. They rebuilt the temple, and they were getting things back in order. And Nehemiah, he says to them, "For in the days of David and Asaph, of old, there were chief of singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving." Now, notice in Psalm 100 and Nehemiah 12 here, praise and thanksgiving are separate. So many times we start thinking about praise and thanksgiving and worship, we just kind of throw them all together. And yes, we do, and yes, we can. Yes, we do, and yes, we can. But thanksgiving opens up that area where we can come and praise Him for what He's done. We can worship Him for who He is, and we can thank Him for where we're at. But thanksgiving opens it up. Thanksgiving opens it up. If you're not thankful to God, you really don't need to praise and worship Him. Why would you praise and worship someone you're not thankful for? Think of a person you don't like very much. And you struggle to like this person, and you get there and you just about like this person. Now, I'm not saying that you don't love them, because you have to love them. The Bible says we have to love one another. But I don't like everybody that I love. There are some people that I got to love them with the love of Jesus, but they're not very likable. And just think about it. If that person is not thankful, if that person is just kind of even just negative or just neutral to you, are you going to have any kind of a relationship with that person? The minute someone comes up and says, "Oh, thank you so much for this," or "Thank you for helping me," it's like, "Thank you for doing this for me." Wow, that opens it up. See how it does the same thing with God's heart? God created man in His own image. Our heart is a mirror image of how God functions, except that He's God. And He does it perfectly. And so when we start thanking, we open that up. And it's separate. And it does stand alone, because in both Psalms 100 and in Nehemiah 12, thanksgiving is included in praise and worship. It is, but it is also set apart. It is separate in the fact that it positions our mind and heart to interact intimately with our Heavenly Father. I'm going to say that again. Thanksgiving positions our mind and heart to act intimately with our Heavenly Father. It opens up that conduit. It opens up that relationship. It opens up that attitude. It opens up that awareness. Wow, God is so amazing. God has blessed me. God has done this for me. God is so amazing. He said no. Sometimes we have a hard time thanking God for that, don't we? Until we realize that, wow, that was way more than I really wanted to deal with or could deal with. And God is there, and we need to open up that conduit. Thanksgiving is singled out because it is an attitude and awareness that we need to step into that relationship with God. To praise and worship Him, we need this to step into that place of spirit and truth. I heard someone say to me one time, this person was a cook, a very good cook, cooked in a very fancy restaurant for years, is now retired and just cooks for himself and his family. But he said, Thanksgiving is like the salad. Now he said, don't get me wrong, it's not like a lettuce salad. It is like the most wonderful, succulent salad you can think of. And what it does, it just opens up your appetite. It opens up your senses. It opens up your awareness that you're really hungry and you want to dig into that main course. Well, if you're a cook, that makes a lot of sense. And it does to us. Thanksgiving is that precursor to stepping in to something incredible with God. Praise and thanksgiving are two different disciplines in our faith. Thanksgiving gets us to praise, and praise is that part where we enter and act and commune with God in a more deep sense. Thanksgiving is the beginning. It's kind of like when you turn the key on your car and it goes, rah, 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 and eventually it starts, hopefully, right? Thanksgiving is that ignition, that starting. Thanksgiving continues, like I said before, to be a part of praise and worship. I just don't stop thanking Him. When I'm in prayer and I'm thinking about God, I start praising Him, I start worshiping Him, I start thanking Him. But in order to get there, I got to be thankful. So why is the word thanksgiving set apart from the word praise in these scriptures? Well, because they're two different words. Makes sense. Praise and worship is a Hebrew word that's pronounced something like hallel. I'm not Jewish, so I'm just trying to get close here. I probably speak with a little bit of a Jewish accent to most Hebrews. Wow, you got a South Dakota Jewish accent. Yep, I sure do. Yeah. But anyway, and that's what worship, and worship, that word means to show honor, to show respect. It means, this is kind of amazing, that word means to make God shine. Huh. Yesterday, the verse of the day was the Levitical blessing, and may God's face shine on you. Do you want to know how to make God's face shine on you? Just start worshiping Him and thanking Him. He just beams. You know, when our kids do something that we really like, oh man, we're just like, oh yeah, that's my kid. And then when they don't, we go, oh yeah, that's my wife's kid, right? But worship is making God shine. And worship even means to be thankful. That's hallel. Whatever we do to bring honor to God is wrapped up in that word. Now, the word thanksgiving is the word toda, and it comes from a root word which means yada. The root word of this Hebrew is yada. The word for thanksgiving is very closely related to yada, which means deep intimacy. That's what the root of thanksgiving is. The root of thanksgiving is deep intimacy. So this is where the relationship starts, it says. Another thing that thanksgiving means, what this word means, is it means a doorway. So thanksgiving means that this word in the Hebrew means that this is a doorway to intimacy. This is a doorway to intimacy. Now, the word is created and used thousands of years before Christ Jesus ever came. He lived His life. He gave up His life as a sacrifice for us, and He was resurrected. But this word, thanksgiving, is rich with prophetic implication of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And this is where thanksgiving will just blow your socks off. The three letters in this word are Tau, Daleth, and Hi. Tau is the first letter. That's the one on the far right there, Tau, because Jewish people are backwards and they read backwards. So Tau is that first letter. And Tau is the letter, the representation of this letter is truth. This is the door of great intimacy to truth. Now here's where it gets better. John 14:6, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ, our Savior, is the truth. And if you want to worship in spirit and truth, then you have to give thanksgiving to God, because thanksgiving opens the door to intimacy, to truth. You're never going to look at thanksgiving the same anymore, are you, huh? And this is awesome. Now, the second letter is the Daleth, and it is the letter for doorway. doorway. And notice that there's an opening on the left side there. It is the letter for doorway. And in John 10:7, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. He says, I'm the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. So when we come and when we open the door with thanksgiving, when we come to that to that intimacy, we come to that truth, and we come to a place where we have opened the door with thanksgiving, but Jesus Christ opens the door for us to enter in to that intimate place with God. God has, he said, I stand at the door and knock, Jesus said. And anyone who comes and opens it, we come and we open that door with thanksgiving. Jesus comes and shows us the truth, and then his truth opens a way to God's heart. Thanksgiving. Just a simple little thank you, Lord. Boom. And all this happens. Now, the third letter is what it's all about. The third letter is the letter that represents the presence of God. So thanksgiving opens the door for intimacy. Thanksgiving opens the door for us to understand the truth and to receive Christ. Thanksgiving, it opens the door so that we can enter into a deeper relationship of truth with Christ. And what's inside of that doorway? What's inside of that presence? God. Thanksgiving walks us step by step right into the presence of God. John 14, 23, and I found this in the Passion Translation. When I'm studying for a message, I always look at different translations because sometimes there's a translation that just really, really gives it to you. And this is the Passion Translation in John 14, 23. Jesus replied, loving me empowers you to obey my word. Wow. Loving me empowers you to obey my word. And when that happens, it says, and my Father will love you so deeply that we will come to you and make you our dwelling place. Thanksgiving opens up a place in your heart for God to come and live. Wow. When God started showing me this, I thought, man, I need to be more thankful. It's very important. On those days when you're having a bad day, did you stop in the morning to thank God and open up and fill up and charge up? And when things when you start feeling like the world is just kind of closing in around you and shutting God out of everything, it's just like, got to get back there. Got to say, okay, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Cindy goes through the alphabet, and she thanks God for something in the alphabet. And I'm a little upset about that, sweetie, because I compete in the J category with somebody that's a lot better than me. Oh, she's thankful for us both when she gets to J. Okay, well, that's good. I feel better now. But, you know, it's an amazing, amazing process. And at first, you really do struggle with it. I do it too. You know, she started it. You started it. And we both do it. And it's amazing. Because there's so many times you're like, wow, I never thought of that before. I never thought of that before. And sometimes people are like, well, what about Z? And I said, oh, that's an easy one. I thank God for Zion. Because without Zion, without the heritage of Jesus Christ, we'd all be lost. God, we thank you. We thank you for being the door. We thank you for opening the door. We thank you, Father God, that you and you alone are the truth, that you and you alone are who we seek when we get to that place. That's the presence that we want in our hearts, is our Father God, is our Lord Jesus, is the Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. Our thanksgiving to Jesus for his sacrifice on the cross leads us to a doorway where we find the presence of God and intimacy with him. And that's what Thanksgiving means. Jesus is written into Thanksgiving thousands of years before he historically came to this earth. Our thanksgiving to Jesus for his sacrifice on the cross leads us to a doorway, to a portal, to the presence of God and intimacy with him. Let's pray and thank God. Father God, we thank you. And Lord, we thank you for the doorway. We thank you for the truth. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, Lord, that when we open up our hearts in thanksgiving, you open up your heart and you just draw us in. You pull us close to your chest. You pull us so close, Lord, that we are one with you. Father, we are thankful for that. Father, I pray that you would open up our minds, open up our understanding, open up our life so, Lord, when things start getting rough, we automatically go to thanksgiving rather than grumbling. Because grumbling shuts you out. So, Lord, even when things get really, really hard, I pray that we would just stop and say, Lord, it's really hard right now, but I'm thankful that you are here. That's a beginning. I am thankful you are here because he is here. He is here. In the darkest, darkest places of our existence, God is always there. And not only is Jesus the truth, but he is the light. And he shines his light in our darkness. And he makes himself aware into our consciousness so that, Lord, we can be thankful that no matter what we're going through, we know that you are there. So, Father, I pray that we would just change our default to when things start getting rough, instead of going to the negative, instead of going to that place of darkness, we go to that place of thanksgiving. That place that will carry us through the darkness. That place where we're intimate with you. That place where your presence is stronger than anything else in us or around us. That place where thanksgiving truly, truly blossoms and grows into something beautiful. We thank you for this, Lord. We thank you for this understanding. We thank you for this word. And we thank you for your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.